Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with a CBS World News Roundup. Menachem Begin says no, he will not attend a new Middle East summit conference from which Egyptian President Anwar Sadat would be absent. Dan Raviv reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Begin is turning down President Carter's invitation to negotiate with Egypt's Prime Minister Khalil. But Begin is willing to fly to the United States to talk with President Carter whenever convenient to the president. Prime Minister Begin made that announcement after his cabinet met for 5 hours and heard from Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan about the talks he had with Khalil at Camp David last week. Sources tell CBS News that Dayan was in favor of Begin making the trip, and so is Defense Minister Azer Weitzman. But the vote was 14-2 against the idea. Begin read a cabinet statement saying no progress was made between Dayan and Khalil, and charging that Egypt had made its position more extreme, as the statement put it. Officials say that's the reason for rejecting President Carter's proposal. They say Egyptian President Sadat's desire to stay away had nothing to do with it. The Israeli officials indicate the next move is up to Mr. Carter, who is practically being asked to invite Begin for a private talk. Dan Raviv for CBS News, Jerusalem.
So far, White House News Secretary Jody Powell says there is no comment on that report from Jerusalem. After months of disruption and turmoil preceding and coinciding with the revolution, Iran is about to start exporting oil again. Hassan Nazi, new head of the country's national oil company, said today that oil exports will resume next week to be sold on the open market to the highest bidder. And Nazi said he hopes to sell the oil at $18 to $20 a barrel. That's well above the current base price of $13.35 a barrel set by the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, of which Iran is a member. Another member, Kuwait, is raising its price by 9 1/3% to $14.55 a barrel. And as a result of these and similar moves, analysts in New York say OPEC may be about to tack another boost onto the already scheduled increase of 3.9% on April 1st. Saudi Arabia says it will stick with the present OPEC price. Later today, the White House will send Congress standby plans for gasoline rationing and other fuel-saving measures, probably including allocation of crude oil among refineries and restrictions on weekend retail sales of gasoline and diesel fuel. Chairman Henry Jackson of the Senate Energy Committee says it's high time.
These proposals are long past due. Doesn't mean that they're all going to be imposed at once, but we have to prepare for a strong conservation program. Even if supplies continue along at reasonably good levels, which I don't think is going to happen, but even if they should, we are faced in any event with enormous price increases.
Senator Jackson says that on the open market, some oil this week has been selling as high as $28 a barrel. And obviously, he adds, we cannot afford to have that kind of inflationary input into our economy because it would devastate the consumer price index. With Chinese troops still clashing heavily with Vietnamese forces in northern Vietnam, China's Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping held a news conference today in Peking. Bernard Kalb tells us about it.
Deng spoke with visiting American journalists for about 10 minutes or so, justifying China's move against Vietnam, scoffing at Hanoi's military power, and ridiculing Soviet support for Vietnam. He said the Chinese military action will be limited in degree and will not last a long time, but he did not fix any date as to when China thought the war would end. China, he said, had no other aim than to explode the myth of Vietnamese military might. And he said at one point, quote, I will just tell you one thing, that the myth of the invincibility of the Vietnamese is no longer reliable, unquote. But he provided no military details to back up that claim. The people of the world, Deng said, should not tolerate what he called the swashbuckling, unchecked actions of the Cuba of the West and the Cuba of the Orient, Deng's phrase for Vietnam, both of which, he said, seemed emboldened by what he called the so-called tremendous force behind them. He meant the Russians. And when Deng was asked whether Russia might intervene, Deng's reply through an interpreter seemed to suggest to reporters that China expected that Russia might make some kind of move of a limited nature.
We estimate that the Soviet Union will not take too big an action. But if they should really come, there's nothing that we can do about it. We are prepared against that. I think our action is limited, And it will not give rise to a very big event.
All in all, one message Deng clearly wanted to get to the world was that China is not a paper tiger. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Peking.
Treasury Secretary Michael Blumenthal met for more than an hour today with Deng and delivered a message from President Carter urging the Chinese to withdraw speedily from Vietnam.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Prime Minister Begin said no to President Carter this morning after the Israeli cabinet voted 14-2 against a Camp David summit. But tonight, after President Carter's personal intervention, a summit is on again, but only between Prime Minister Begin and the president. Lee Thornton has more on the story as it developed at Mr. Carter's news conference this afternoon.
Expressing regret at the Israelis' decision not to send Prime Minister Begin to another Camp David summit, President Carter revealed that he had telephoned both Prime Minister Begin and President Sadat to issue an invitation for what he called frank discussions. He said Prime Minister Begin has accepted and is to arrive on Thursday. Before cutting off discussion of the subject, the president spoke of the urgency of completing a peace treaty.
If we allow that hope to vanish, then the judgment of history and of our own children will of necessity and rightly condemn us for an absence of concerted effort.
President Carter defended his administration against charges that he is weak in foreign affairs. Asked who lost Iran, he said it was a waste of time to lay blame on the United States. On the subject of oil, Mr. Carter touched on several points. He labeled incorrect a report that the United States has proposed to station American troops in Saudi Arabia to safeguard the flow of oil. He said the fuel supply situation here remains serious but is not critical, and he said he has no plans to implement a gas rationing proposal. President Carter also spoke out on quite another subject, his brother Billy, who recently has been under attack for alleged anti-Semitic remarks.
I have no intention of alleging to him any condemnation that I don't think is warranted. And I would say that I disassociate myself and my brother Billy from any allegations of remarks that might be anti-Semitic in nature.
The president said his brother, who is suffering with bronchitis, is seriously ill. Lee Thornton, CBS News, The White House.
It's been an exhausting day in Israel, exhausting both emotionally and politically, as the prime minister and the cabinet rejected President Carter's first initiative and then accepted the second. Dan Raviv has the Israel story.
When the telephone rang at Menachem Begin's official residence this evening, the prime minister heard just what he'd been waiting for. Jimmy Carter was inviting him to the White House. Begin had practically requested an invitation at the end of a stormy five-hour cabinet meeting today. He announced he would not accept the invitation to meet with Egypt's Prime Minister Khalil at Camp David this weekend. But Begin added that he was prepared to fly to the United States to meet with Mr. Carter at the convenience of the president. The cabinet announcement charged that Egypt had made its position more extreme at last week's Camp David talks between Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan and Egypt's Khalil. And that was the reason officially given for rejecting the idea of a summit at this time. Hardly anything is known publicly about the issues still blocking a peace treaty. It's assumed they center on linking the treaty to Palestinian autonomy. But obviously, Israel has not yet gotten the terms it wants from the U.S. or Egypt. And Begin, it seems, is hoping he can get what he wants from President Carter in person. Dan Raviv for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
We still don't know very much about what's going on in China's invasion of Vietnam, but whatever it is, the United States told China today, we don't like it. Bernard Kalb reports from Peking.
The disagreement between the U.S. and China was expressed face-to-face today. Blumenthal, emerging from his meeting with Deng Xiaoping, told reporters that he'd conveyed President Carter's message to the Chinese vice premier, indicating U.S. opposition to the Chinese move against Vietnam, while Deng, for his part, justified that action. But it seems clear that both sides are determined not to allow their clashing positions on the Chinese military move to undercut their commitment to the U.S.-China relationship. In other words, their mutual hopes for an expanded Washington-Peking link, coupled with their mutual concern about increasing Soviet power, that these two factors take precedence over any disagreement about China's military stab into Vietnam. Blumenthal also told reporters that in his talks with Deng, he'd expressed the U.S. hope that there would be a speedy withdrawal by China from Vietnam and by Vietnam from Cambodia. Earlier, in a news session with the reporters, Deng said China's military action will not last a long time. but he gave no indication just when it would end. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Peking.
More news after this.
Hi, Pat Summerall. True Value Hardware Stores know that a mechanic has different tool needs than a homeowner. He needs more tools because he has more ways to use them. But the homeowner and the mechanic both share the need for quality tools, like True Value Hardware Store's exclusive line of Master Mechanic hand tools. You can add versatility to your workshop with the Master Mechanic 17-piece socket set that includes 11 sockets, a socket extension, reversible ratchet, and more. Choose either the standard or metric set for just $19.97 each. True Value Hardware Stores also offer the Master Mechanic 6-piece router bit set for just $18.97. These precision machine bits are designed for heavy-duty routing, slotting, and grooving. Get these and other quality Master Mechanic hand tools exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's our way of doing business that means true.
The bright side of the oil news tonight is that Iran says it will resume oil exports on Monday, but nobody knows how much or at what price. The bright side also includes word from Saudi Arabia and Iraq that they won't join in the growing movement toward higher prices. The dark side of the oil news is that Kuwait has increased prices more than 9% and says it will increase them every month if market conditions warrant. Here at home, Mobil has joined the lengthening list of oil companies allocating supplies because of the shortage, and against this background, the White House announced its standby rationing plan. Nelson Benton has that story.
The Carter administration's fuel emergency plans include gasoline rationing for the worst-case oil supply interruption, less stringent measures for interruptions not so severe. The gasoline rationing plan is, quote, for use only in an extreme gasoline shortage, unquote. It would allot gasoline to registered vehicle owners. An owner would receive a check for ration rights each quarter, which would be cashed for coupons. The value of the coupons in gallons to be determined by severity of the shortage. Car owners with lower fuel needs could elect to sell their extra coupons on a so-called white market for whatever price they would bring. Three other contingency plans are in the package: weekend service station closings, thermostat settings for public buildings, and restrictions on outdoor advertising lighting. None of the measures may be invoked until approved by Congress, which has 60 days to accept or reject any or all of them. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street in a moment. From CBS News. Two new broadcast series Monday through Friday on most of these stations. On one of them, CBS News correspondent Charles Crawford has you in mind on health, science, and you. His weekday reports relate new findings in medicine, diet, and exercise, new discoveries in healing and treatment, new regulations by the Food and Drug Administration. Whatever's timely each day, you'll hear about it that day on Health, Science, and You. Our second new series, The Reasoner Report, with none other than CBS News correspondent Harry Reasoner, presenting his observations and comments on the human comedy and sometimes the human dilemma, all done up in that wry Reasoner style. So listen here for The Reasoner Report and Health, Science, and You with Charles Crawford, Monday through Friday on most of the CBS Radio Network stations.
Stocks dropped sharply on Wall Street today in reaction to the uncertain oil supply and the continuing crisis in Southeast Asia. The Dow Jones closed at 807, down 14.12. The average price per share down 50 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume over 31 million. The average price down 23 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.